Facial recognition CEO claims he has First Amendment right to billions of photos. By Lucas Nolan on February 5, 2020. In a recent interview, Hontone Tut, the CEO of controversial facial recognition firm Clearview AI, stated that he has a First Amendment right to scrape billions of online photos to add to his firm's giant database. Gizmodo reports that Hontone Tut, the founder and CEO of facial recognition company Clearview AI, states that he has a First Amendment right to scrape through billions of photos online to add to his company's database of 3 billion pictures. Clearview AI, a facial recognition tech startup, has developed a system that allows users to upload a photo of a person to the app and see public photos of that person, along with links to where those photos appeared. The system scrapes information from Facebook, YouTube, Venmo and millions of other websites. Clearview AI's facial surveillance systems have been licensed to over 600 law enforcement agencies from the FBI to the Department of Homeland Security and regular local police departments. The system operates with almost no oversight, is reportedly exempt from biometric data laws, and has been marketed widely to law enforcement agencies. In an interview with CBS This Morning, Tone Tut said that we've received a letter, and our legal counsel has reached out to them and are handling it accordingly. But there is also a First Amendment right to public information. So the way we have built our system is to only take publicly available information and index it that way. Tone Tut added, so that's all I can say on the matter. Gizmodo notes that beyond the question of a First Amendment right to scraping public data, the firm may be exposing itself to civil liability. Gizmodo writes, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in a case between LinkedIn and data analytics firm HiQ Labs last year that scraping public data isn't a violation of the 1986 Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, CFAA, the infamously vaguely written federal law that criminalizes hacking. Staff attorney Jamie Lee Williams of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit digital rights group known for its work on privacy cases, wrote in a recent blog post that it would be a mistake to try to ban automated public data scraping via the CFA, as it would criminalize the many mundane uses of the technique and the act could be abused by corporations looking to stamp out competition. Stanford Internet Observatory director and former Facebook chief information security officer Alex Stamos told the New York Times that the Ninth Circuit ruling had eviscerated the legal argument that Facebook used to use on scammers and spammers. In January of this year, Stamos tweeted that Clearview may have violated the copyrights of millions of people. Read more at Gizmodo here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.